Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, every Monday, 6 till 7 Pacific Time, Channel 1. So everybody who is not watching us on Facebook, hi Facebook people, please go to latalkradio.com and now you will see Accent On, so you can push live button, you hear us live. Or if you don't have time right now, you can go to LA Talk Radio anytime when you want, find Accent on Monday on Channel 1 and scroll down and you will have ability to download the show or listen how many times you want. Or you go to Facebook page Accent On, I'm posting the links for our live shows too. So I think we can be really together anytime when everybody wants it. For right now, hi from LA.
Hello.
And yay, what a show we have today. I'll be hungry probably so much after show. And intellectually, I will be stimulated because we have very smart, beautiful lady with us who is a blogger, who is loving food and has her own internet place that everybody can go and learn how she does what she does, which she will tell us. And obvious, seems like her name is very beautiful and unusual. They are friends with, she's friend with my daughter. So my daughter taught me he is Vendela. Yes?
Vendela.
Vendela, no Vendela.
Yeah.
Vendela.
Vendela.
Vendela. So is, and your full name?
Vendela Raquel Aguayo.
One more time, how beautifully.
Vendela Raquel Aguayo. Thank you. You have a beautiful name too. I was, as I was reading, I was like, wait, can I pronounce it? Can you say, pronounce your name?
Ilona.
Ilona.
And I swear to God, people call me so funky names. Alona, Elona, Ulona, Alona, Lona, Lena, Lena. I'm like, whatever, just like me and rest will come anyway. But you know, yes, my name is Hungarian. I'm originally from Poland, so I have no idea why my mommy chose this name for me, but I like it.
Vendela is actually a Swedish name, but I am half Mexican, a quarter Italian, English, Irish, German, and French. So I'm not Swedish at all, but Vendela is a Swedish name. So I don't know what our moms were thinking, but
this is like the bestest accent on accent and on the roots that come from all around the world.
Absolutely.
So we cover like every continent probably.
Totally. Between the
so cute. Okay. I know people love to know my guests, not because really what they're doing. We are not focusing on that. People like the life stories, and then people like to know journey, what to get you to the place that you become who are right now. So if I can say who you are, what are you doing, how you will be describing yourself?
Wow, that is a beautiful question. So my name is Vendela. I am 23 years old. I turned 24 this month, so May 23rd. I'm a Gemini.
I love it. Yeah,
I turned 24.
That's happy soon, in 2 weeks.
Yeah, soon. Very soon. So
wonderful.
Natasha and I are both May babies.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Natasha May 5th, but yeah, she's
Cinco
Taurus.
De Mayo.
Yeah, but we induce her. We like the time. I'm like, yeah, Cinco de Mayo sounds great. So let's do that, you know. And now it's easy to celebrate, although nobody focuses on her birthday because too much
well,
going
on. Well, it's not as bad as like being born on Christmas or something. And then they'd be like, oh, goodness.
Yeah, but I like it. She loves her day. And like I said, we induced her. So she doesn't really know when she's supposed to be born. Maybe on a 24 like you, you know, a little bit later. But yeah, 24 years old girl. Mm-hmm. So every parent will be first and foremost very proud to know that the child is not only beautiful, but very smart. You finished USC.
Yes. So I graduated USC in 2017 and I was a communications major. So I was Annenberg. And, you know, before I transferred over to the journalism school and in Annenberg Communications, I really thought that I was going to become a nutritionist. I thought I was going to help heal people through food. And I really felt so passionate about it. I had a plant-based diet. I became a certified yoga instructor when I was 18 years old. It was all there. And then when I got to USC, I stumbled into a student run, television station.
Yes.
So, they had Morning Brew, they had Balance, they had all these wonderful shows. So I ended up randomly auditioning, to be a host for the show called The Morning Brew. Oh. And I ended up hosting that show for three years at USC, for three semesters, so about 2 years. And that kind of opened my whole world to entertainment and media and the power of it. And I just loved it. It's kind of like The Morning Brew was very similar to, what is Kelly Ripa's show? Good Morning America? With Kelly Ripa and remember, you know,
Watching them. I mean, I'm switching channels all the time, but okay, whatever the channel is, yes, everybody knows what we are talking about.
Totally. Yeah. It was a similar layout.
So you like to talk to people also.
Yeah.
You could be my co-host, so you can have your segment if you wish about nutrition and about your blog, or you can have your own show on LA Talk Radio or another radio station or TV station. But for right now, you found the way to create your own podcast in a way, and you call this blog, but you call this, you will tell us more about that. So not only we see you, we see what you love about life and how you bring beauty from your perspective to life, and hoping that people not only can learn, but just, you know, like see it and enjoy, say, I can be her, I can do what she's doing, or whatever you want us to feel take from your show. So, okay, but you ran very fast from there, being already bachelor from USC and journalist, and now you're working.
Yes.
So yes.
I am the social and digital marketing coordinator for MGM Studios. So I do essentially their social media. And it was wonderful because it was definitely my foot in the door. I feel like, you know, being a millennial, it's kind of like, you know, of course, you know, social media, or at least people assume that.
Yeah.
So I would definitely say that was my foot in the door. I had a few social media internships, and MGM has been a great learning experience, but my heart is not in corporate America in any way, shape or form. I have a wonderful boss, and that keeps me going day to day. I think whoever you work under, it just makes such a huge difference. So even though I don't believe in maybe all of the values in corporate America, I love the person I work for. So I can at least...
You enjoy your work job.
Yes,
you call this job, probably. Even a lot of us, before we figure out what is the next, we need to enjoy what we do. Because nothing worse when you come to work on a daily basis and hate
it's
every
too
moment.
Much. 40 hours
don't
a week.
Don't do this, people. Don't. Yes. Changes are great. And young people always are petrifying of like moving to another job or something. But I really, myself, I love changes. I never was afraid of changes. So, and yeah, but when time is right, you will know. Right now, you're doing what you like to do. The studios and the history and everything probably makes you very proud of working
there. It was my first job out of college, which I feel very fortunate enough that, you know, those doors were open. I think that's amazing. And I've learned so much. But what I've learned is that you have to figure, like you said, working a full-time job, it's too much of your life. It's too many hours a day for you not to love it and enjoy it. And if you don't, that's okay. But start to figure out what it is you want to do. So I had a traumatic life event where I lost my father. And when that happened...
I'm so sorry. When did that?
That happened Thanksgiving. So November 22, 22nd, 2018. So that was
this unexpected? Or was
it was unexpected. He had heart failure. So it was kind of just no one really saw it coming. So it was definitely just hands down the hardest thing I've ever gone through in my entire life. But also so much good came from it. My dad and I had such a beautiful relationship. And, you know, I feel like he's still with me, though. But it's been quite a...
And his wedding ring is on your finger. You have daddy with you.
Yes, he gave this to my mom in Hawaii on their anniversary. So I wear this here. But, yeah, it's been definitely a process to get to where I'm at now. But I can honestly say, like, I'm grateful for it all. And I feel like we don't ever... I feel like things don't happen to you. They happen for you. And it's just a matter of you figuring out exactly why. Because I believe that there's a greater purpose to everything. And I don't believe things happen by chance. So basically, with the loss of my father, it just helped me really figure out what's important and what's not. It changed my perspective. So it definitely, you know... Yeah, it gave me perspective. So I think the things that I would stress about or be so upset about before, it just they don't rob my peace. Yes. It's not even, you know, on my radar. So that's one beautiful thing that comes out of it. But also, you know, when I was struggling and just trying to find meaning in my life, I felt my dad's spirit tell me, Vendi, just do what makes you smile. Because I was like, how do I honor you? Like, I don't want to move on. But at the same time, like, Dad, help me. And he said to me, Vendi, do what makes you smile. And I've always loved to cook. And when you start working and you become an adult and you're in the real world and you have bills to pay, I feel like you let so many simple things slip through your fingers. So what I love to do is I love to cook, not when I'm rushed, but when I have time to do it. So I just started cooking on the weekends and playing music that reminded me of my dad, like Santana and just all that kind of stuff. And through that, I felt like that was just healing me, that creativity and just going to farmers markets, picking out, you know, fresh produce, coming back, playing music my dad likes, being in the kitchen, going on long walks. So basically, it was really just like the simple things that filled me and brought tremendous amounts of healing. It wasn't therapy. It wasn't, it was the small things in life that we don't pay attention to because our world tells us that it's not important. And then, of course, my faith and my relationship with God is, you know, ultimately what got me through it, but also what inspired me to start doing Veg Out, because I've had this food Instagram since...
Dad, you now gave us a name for Instagram.
Yes.
Please, one more time slowly and spell for us. That's very important. How we can find you.
Yes. It's Veg Out. So it's VEG_OUTT. And it's on Instagram. So if you want to look up that handle, at Veg Out, then you will find it on Instagram. You'll locate it there.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And yes, so you started your blog when?
Actually, so I started Veg Out my sophomore year of college. So gosh, maybe 2014. So it's been a while now, but I didn't, you know, I had no intention on growing it. It was literally just me. Ooh, the yummy salad I had today on campus. I'm going to take a picture of it and put it on my Instagram. It was just my friends and family. And I didn't start growing it until I got to MGM Studios and I felt like my bosses weren't listening to me. And I was like, no, you have to listen to me. Like, I know tactics. I know some things. Like, listen to me. So I started experimenting with my food Instagram. Like, I would do things like follow and follow or play around with the hashtags. And it started to work. And then I showed my bosses like, hey, I got 500 followers in, you know, 2 weeks. And then I got 1,000 followers in a month. Listen to me. So that is, so I would say December 2017, I started growing it a little bit, but it was, again, just for fun. I wouldn't, you know, take the stuff I was posting seriously in the sense of I wouldn't map it out. And it wasn't, I didn't start really pouring my heart into it. and tell everything that happened, you know, with my father.
You focus on something what makes you smile.
Yes.
Like Daddy said.
Yes.
Beautiful line. You can take this, everybody who watches us and listen to us. Yeah, that's important. Smile,
yeah.
And simplicity of life. And we know what we like. Everybody likes good food. And yeah. I'm not saying good food means because you jump to the car and in 5 minutes you have something that is hamburger related. It's not about that, because our memories of what made us happy mostly are coming to grandparents' houses, or even mama sometimes,
yes,
when she had the time. I'm from Europe, so you have European and roots from all over. So I'm sure in your home, the dinners and breakfast or, you know, food was important. And
yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people still celebrate the family reunions with real food, not
yes.
only, sorry, Costco. Go to Costco and I feel, you know, this void. But no,
yes.
you need to put your heart, your memories, skills from grandparents or parents,
yes.
and memories of when you grew up, taste buds never change. So you remember the smell, you remember the look, and you are really angry that you sometimes cannot have the same taste in your mouth that you had when you were a child, but you're trying to get closer to it. So you really can create your memories. You
yes.
can create your own ways of cooking. You can share with us, which you do. You, in very short time, you have thousands of people, followers. Then we want your blog to grow. Then one more time, how we can find you?
Veg_out on Instagram. So @VEG_OUTT.
And you think that people who love meat and stuff like that will be not angry at you that you don't include something for them, because they want to have smile on their face and their stomach happy. So I know you are more about nutrition. You mm-hmm. really have your lifestyle way, which we'll talk about that too. But why not meat?
So actually, that's so funny. Everyone thinks, oh, veg out. I'm assuming it's just veggies. Actually,
but
I do.
But veggie is not about vegetable.
No.
It's more about let's veggie.
Yes,
yay.
It's more.
That's why we need to explain people.
Yes,
yes.
Definitely.
Talk to
so,
us about that.
Yeah, veg out. The kind of name, what comes to mind for me was on Sundays,
yes,
you kind
what
of.
We
you,
do.
Yeah, you veg out. You yes. relax. You
so
lounge.
People don't be scared.
Yes.
She doesn't mean.
No
vegetables
meat, yes.
of no meat. This is really a good time, the smile time and veg out, as,
yes.
as we do and dream about having this moment in life to just, you know, relax and have the glass of wine, because you know, we yes. have a little video that I post on Facebook. Mm-hmm. It's very beautifully and
oh,
done, very,
you.
Very professionally. You look gorgeous. But yeah, it's little
thank
cookies,
you.
Which we talk about. We'll be talking about your donuts, how,
oh,
how
yes.
you're making
I've,
them.
I get a lot of feedback on the donuts. I'm going to start
so?
Experimenting with. So I've done butter cinnamon. I've done lemon chia seeds.
Oh, that's amazing.
I need to do more experiment with the different flavors, because people really like, and they're baked, so they're not fried. That's the kind of fun part
what
about
else
it.
Good you will
yeah.
put in our mind. Yes, yes, we need that. You know, a lot of people are sick, battling mm-hmm. funky sicknesses. I have problem with sugar, with a lot of things, you know. So older we are getting, we still are missing everything what was so easy to just put in our mouth, not thinking, oh, I cannot do
yeah.
this right now, I cannot do this. And the clean way of cooking, that the simplicity of natural a way
yeah.
of cooking that in the past was normal in our houses mm-hmm. and now is not.
It's totally not.
Not.
Yeah.
So I really think people will appreciate anything what you bring to the table, but the desserts is very hard to find and call them almost healthy.
Yeah.
They will never be probably perfectly healthy, but
yeah.
if you can go there, so all of people like me who have problem with sugar, they will love you for that. So the donuts, they were first say, I want one, I want one.
Like, look
I
at these.
One. And they're baked, not in,
yeah.
put in a
so
oil.
You just go ahead
yeah.
and you spray your donut sheet or your muffin pan, really, with a little bit of olive oil or butter, and then you pour the batter in and you bake it, and then you just make a glaze that goes on top. But it's really almost like a baked muffin or like a dense little cake. And yeah,
dense
and they're more
little cake.
Yes.
That is so
yep.
delicious. So one more time, when people are hungry and they want to learn how to make your donuts, where we can find you?
Veg_out with 2 T's. So
like
at yes, VEG_OUTT. And it's on Instagram.
So also you call this a lifestyle. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What do you think the blog will become year from now? Because you will need to expand. You probably already are thinking what you'll be adding. What is the next step outside of cooking?
Yeah.
Is this ambience? Is what do you call lifestyle?
Yeah. So I would say lifestyle kind of encompasses all the things that touch your everyday life. So whether that be a workout routine, a skincare routine, the foods you're putting in your mouth, the vitamins you're taking, the makeup you put on, anything that I feel like touches your day-to-day lifestyle. What I ultimately see for Veg Out is always keeping the core of food there, because that's my heart, that's my passion. I love to get down in the kitchen. But I also see it expanding into mental health and wellness. So okay. For example, every morning I spend, I would say, about an hour with just like meditating. I drink my matcha. I go in my room. My windows are open. I watch the sun come up. And I read my daily devotional, and then I journal, and I journal out my thoughts, my prayers, my feelings. And then, you know, from that, I will write a short little snippet and I will post that on my IG story. And my hope is that whoever watches it that morning feels encouraged, feels inspired, feels less alone, feels just something from it. Because the words that I put on there every morning, they speak to me. So the hope is that it would speak to someone else. So eventually I see Veg Out being end goal, a platform where I can share my ideas and a look into some of the tasty foods and things that make me smile. And I don't want the end goal to be, you know, Instagram as a platform. I would love to just use Instagram as my portfolio almost, and then take that and pitch it for a show of some sort, a wellness show. So mental health and physical well-being, mental well-being, and spiritual well-being. I would say mind, body, soul. Those are the three elements that I could see, you know, my little baby morphing into.
And yeah, we were mentioning that, you know, a lot of things, how to make your body being calm, because you are studying yoga and is this something that you also fit in 1 hour wake up call? So first things I wanted to know, what time you are waking up?
So I'm up every morning at between 5 a.m. and 5:15 a.m. And first thing I do, I hop up. So I set my alarm to Mariah Carey, Pandora, because that's my girl. I love 90s R&B. So I wake up to Mariah Carey in the morning, and then I go and I make my cup of coffee, and then I take my cup of coffee into my room and I open up all my windows. My blinds are open and it's still dark out. So as I'm sitting in my room, slowly the sun will start to rise, and it's so peaceful and nice because I hear the birds. And I have my robe on and I sit in my room and I read my daily devotional. I have two that I'm working on right now that I find a lot of comfort in. One is Streams in the Desert. And then the other one is Jesus Today. And they're both small, little, simple kind of tidbits of passages or just wisdom that, is encouraging for the most part. Yeah.
That's beautiful. But you are not saying anything about exercising.
Oh, yeah, I don't. So that's the thing.
I love you. We love her so much.
No, I don't. You know, I think if you could fit a workout in the morning as opposed to after work, I think that that's the best time to work out. Because
it's so
if you wake up
in the morning to think, oh, now I need to sweat and now I need to go to the shower and now I need to eat, drink coffee.
I know.
So I want your donut instead of real food, you know, and coffee. So, but yeah, it's the different rhythm of the day you're proposing. And you have inspirational thoughts that really we're looking for that, because when we are going on Instagram or even Facebook and somebody posts some nice thoughts, it's like people reposting. People love to hear what really makes you think when you read somebody else's thoughts. So I love that too, so much. So the inspirational and being uplifting for a lot of people, whatever they need to take from what you give them to go through the day, and knowing that mostly next day will be better if we allow to think yourself this way. So that's what petrifies me in beautiful America, that a lot of young people, especially, they feel they are more and more in dark space, not talking about drugs. Let's not talk about everything what really brings them down anyway, but the stress and even social media stress them out so much. A certain look, certain being better than next person that they talk, or just compare yourself, or just parents are divorcing left and right. So it's just hard for young people. My life wasn't like that, you know, and not only because I was in Europe, but years and lifestyle was much different. Yes, we gathered, we cooked, we had the laugh, smiles on the face. Yes, you know, everybody was studying, but face-to-face relationships and friendships, not so much computers, nobody had one. And so lifestyle was pleasant, more mellow. And when we decided to be not mellow, we knew that that's the time that we want to be not mellow. And here's like radio, TV, you know, everything is like, wow, coming and being scared. Scared also, I think. Yes. I have a lot of doctors coming and talking about fear, that a lot of people have fear of life, fear of another day.
Fear, that's so funny that you bring up fear, because that is something that I am trying to rid myself of right now in my life, and because I do believe that fear, it robs you of everything in life. And not only that, but fear doesn't come from our creator. We're not meant to
be on this earth to fear.
We're not for everything.
But like you say, I know losing parent, I'm sure gets you being so afraid about losing mostly somebody else. We are not thinking about ourselves, which obviously we need to first and foremost think about our health and mental health, and what brings us smile, why we are going to job that we don't like, why we are afraid to not switch, and why we are dreaming about something and not doing anything about that. So you, as a 24 years old, very well educated lady with perspective of having your hopefully TV show in your future, or just something that you can do on a bigger scale.
Yes.
So people go to her blog on Instagram. Again, name?
Thank you. Veg Out.
And you can really get something from this beautiful young lady who has her own view, what life she thinks supposed to be like, not only for her, for her family, for her friends, because that's how they started. You wanted to share.
Just family and friends,
So, okay. Then you are 1 hour into having your coffee. Is your coffee normal coffee like me, like putting spoon and just, you know, hot water? Why it doesn't taste so good?
I just do, I boil some hot water on the stove. I'm forgetting what it's called. Is it a French press? I don't know, but.
Okay, you're doing that with this strong and.
Yes. And then, so I do my coffee and then I do a little soy creamer, bring it in my room. And then I feel like, kind of like what you were saying, with the problem with our generation now is it's hard to unplug because there's so much. I would say my time to unplug is like the first hour in the morning is just me. And also I think there's so much power in silence and being alone, because then I feel like you really hear from your intuition, your true inner self, not the rest of the world. The rest of the world is quiet. And then also I feel like you hear from your creator, you hear from God when it's just silent. You're able to tune it all out, or at least I've found that for myself, because I notice that I don't think as clearly when I'm with other people, or I don't, not to say that, you know, I mean, I have such a wonderful, amazing family and love and support in my life, but I feel like I get true answers that come from within when I'm silent and when
I'm yourself from all of that and tune to yourself.
Yes.
And I know we are going to doctor's office because we complain about lots of stuff, everybody. So, and they say you need to find the peace in you. You need to go yoga. You need to walk. And who is doing that? Like nobody. So. Yeah. I think if you cannot be so beautifully professional like you, but I think we can learn from you. That's really the me time, whatever.
Me time. Me time. Self-care.
15, 20 minutes, and teach your children, say, let mommy just let it be for a little. Yeah. Have my coffee alone and
yes.
don't, mama, give me this, mommy. Yeah. So is I think training people around to have this respect for your time is important.
Oh, so important. And also, I'm sure you probably can, you know, more than anyone because you're a mother. And I feel like as a mother, you're so nurturing and you just want to give and give.
Yeah.
There's no stopping to your giving. But it's like you have to fill up your cup before you can fully really give. And also for me, one thing that's been interesting is like, I feel like it took losing my dad to really realize that it's okay to say no. And it's okay to take time for yourself and do what's right for you. And don't feel bad for that.
No.
Don't feel, why do we as women feel bad? We shouldn't feel bad we have to take care of ourselves because we're constantly taking care of everyone.
You need
else.
To have this moment on peace. You really need to figure out what makes you not happy, what makes you fear all the
yes.
time from the next day. And I think that's so scary to even showing your children that they don't need to be so much scared of life, because life doesn't need to have so many things. Really, in the end, when we are older, we very closely start figuring out that nothing matters except smile, love, family,
yes.
One room filled with tiny furniture, little
yes.
junk that you
yes.
love is yours for whatever reason. No more price, no
yes.
more nothing attached to it. So we want people to a little bit learn from this young 24 years old girl that the simplicity and going back to smell, the smile, the music, memories, doesn't need to be so hard on us. It's sometimes
yeah.
30 minutes of your life to create some good food,
yeah.
great coffee, great
yes.
probably thoughts,
mm-hmm.
fill your heart with this.
Yes.
And you want to offer this to people. Where we are going to find this?
Veg out.
With this underline between
yes.
both?
Yes, oh, veg underscore out with two T's.
Two T's, why?
That's a great question. I want to say maybe that was the only handle available when okay. I created it.
So somebody had out, but you wanted
yeah.
out with two T's.
Exactly.
Important. Two T's. We are not going to somebody else. So you see, life practically gives you 24 hours, like I mentioned.
Yes. Short. Not long.
So short for everybody. But you are filling up with work,
mm-hmm.
with sorrow, mm-hmm. with dreams.
Yes.
You are creating your own, not easy, because creating the filming and producing and cutting and cooking and being beautiful
Thank
on the
you.
Camera, that's all takes also time. Mm-hmm. And you say, when I have a time, but you make time for that. And you love charity. Are working and you love children. So
yes.
your focus is on?
Yes. So I'm a CASA, and essentially what that stands for is you're a court appointed advocate for a child in the foster care system. So I got involved with CASA. My roommate, actually, she just graduated from USC and she got her master's in social work.
Wow.
And she told me when I first started working at MGM, I was like, you know, so much of my life is going towards my job. And I feel like, you know, I'm not helping anyone. Like
yeah.
it's not filling me the way it should. And I have three little nieces who my mom is now raising. So I felt like, you know, my mom lives in San Francisco. So the Bay Area, she's in Napa. So I was like, okay, while I'm in LA, like I would love to be able to give back, but to children, right? Cause that's what's close to my heart. So
how do you do that?
Yeah. So
what do you do?
So yeah, being a CASA, I went through training. So I would say it's about 1 month's worth of training that you go through online, and you learn about the foster care system, and you learn about writing out court reports and how to do it. And essentially the goal of a CASA is reunification. So the goal is always the child that you're appointed with is to reunify them with their family. That's kind of the goal. So
wow.
being a CASA, I have, I'm not allowed to talk about my child,
course,
but I have a child that I mentor essentially. And I see him or her once a month, and once or twice a month, I would say. We go to ice cream, we go see a movie, we go get lunch, and we talk about their dreams and their goals. And I'm kind of like the middleman between the social worker and the foster family. Whereas you know, there's so many kids in the system that fall through the cracks that a CASA worker, you're kind of like that in-between hand where you're calling the dentist, you're calling the teacher, you're taking them out for ice cream. Uh-huh. It's whatever little things that you can add to make sure that they're being supported. And hopefully the goal is reunification so they go back home with their family.
Wonderful. Again, CASA. So
CASA, yeah.
By
CASA. And if anyone wants to learn more or become a CASA, you just go to CASA.org. It's all over the United States. It's a nonprofit. It's been around for quite some time. And it honestly, it's such an incredible organization. It brought so much joy to my life and it's very authentic. And I'd have never worked really with a nonprofit before. But I know that there have been some negative experiences about it or with some people. It's been, like I said, everyone who works there, their mission, their heart, the reason why they're there, it's so real. And it allows you to have such a hands-on experience. You're going to the child's house.
Because
you're picking them up.
Person,
yes,
that
connection.
You think you change life in a better way.
Yes.
In some way, you are like a big sister.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
And oftentimes, these are children that are coming from underprivileged backgrounds. So they don't have, you know, the resources that they deserve.
So you say that the goal is to reunite
yes.
children with family, but they lost
yes.
families for reason and
yes.
now they're in foster care. How this is successful? Is it successful on very low percentages that really they can go back?
Mm-hmm.
And
I think it depends case by case. But for the most part, I think there is a high success rate where a family is being reunified. And a lot of times, more times than not, what we've learned through our training, it's not actual abuse on the child, which does happen. It's more so domestic violence between
parents.
And because of that, CPS gets called.
They
take children away because that's putting your child in danger to a certain sense. So a lot of times it's things like that. Sometimes it is abuse on the child, but more often times than not, the parent loves the child.
Gets to the point
yeah.
that children need to be
yeah.
out of this horrible situation. And then dream is that if mother or father figure out how
they
to live
to
separate
therapy.
Or how
yes.
to live together, then maybe the child can be safe and come
yes.
back. So this is the period, sometimes probably a year, 2 years. And
yes.
it's not like tomorrow is a really time.
No. Yeah. So when you become a CASA, they ask you to commit at least 2 years of your life to it. So you're still a volunteer. You're not getting paid in any way, shape or form, but they do like you to be consistent in the child's life. And usually, like you said, cases take about 2 years
wow.
to fully close.
Okay, I think people enjoy our conversation, and so we will make a little break. And I think because you are from USC, and Natasha Mira, people know she's my daughter and she sings beautifully, so we will be playing something of her. And Kid Genius, he also is an artist who finished USC. So, you know, they created the song
Ooh.
And the way, yes.
I'm excited to hear this.
I haven't
heard Natasha. So.
You never heard Natasha singing?
No.
I love this song.
Okay.
But yes, so let's
okay.
listen to another USC graduate and what a smart people we have around us.
My heart that I couldn't save. I've tried, but I've lost all my control. In the shadows, the fear that runs through my veins takes over my mind and I go insane. I've tried, but somehow I can't let go. You say you love me, but then you leave me, and in the end you take it all away. How can you love me if you can leave me? And in the end there's nothing left to say. Tell me that you love me the way I am. Tell me I wasn't a pawn in your greater plan. I can't act like it was a surprise, 'cause I saw the light dim in your eyes. Leave me, oh love.
to your heart that I couldn't say. You tried, but somehow still can't let go. And the shadows of fear that run through your veins takes over your mind and drives you insane. You tried, but somehow still lost control. Yeah, you said you loved me, but then you left me. How could you love me if you could leave me? If in the end there's nothing left to say, tell me that you love me the way I am. Tell me I wasn't a pawn in your greater plan. I can't act like it was a surprise, 'cause I saw the light dim in your eyes. Believe me.
That's what a nice
Natasha.
Natasha, she was, I think, 23 or 22 when they wrote this song when she was studying at USC. Again, Natasha Mira and Kid Genius. And your full name is?
Vendela Aguayo.
And we need to also say how to spell your name, because probably when people research on the Facebook, they can right away get to you, and it's not easy. So one more time.
It is Vendela, V-E-N-D-E-L-A, last name Aguayo, A-G-U-A-Y-O.
I love your name, Aguayo, boy.
Thank you. Very,
and this, you think, this daddy's name, so
yes,
he was...
My dad was Mexican.
Daddy was Mexican. Did you have the chance to travel there?
Yeah, we went quite a bit when I was younger. I have family there in Jalisco.
Oh, okay. So I would love to come back to your blog and way how you cook and way how you, hopefully you'll be back, because we cannot cover everything. And I want to talk yoga. I want to say mind and body and soul and food and everything so much. And you are expanding your blog, and soon we'll be having all of this covered. So if we can ask you your main goal for people to learn to eat better, or just fill the moment with good food instead of whatever we pay $7 for and thinking we are feeding our body in the right way, what you will tell us to do?
I think more so than food, I guess my hope is that when people visit my page, they see passion and love, and they feel inspired. So whether
you don't want to pull, this is about you.
Just, it's about you, and it's about the simple things that make you smile. That's like the simple thing. So going on long walks, I love lemon water before bed. I love, you know, my mornings. I love just like very, very little things, but they make a huge difference. And not letting the world tell you that you need, I guess, you know, like we were saying.
A certain way, do always right, this way right, because right, it's right. this diet, that diet, this yes. diet, and change as ever. Egg is bad, good. Yeah. Butter is good, bad. And you're like, mm-hmm. ah!
What but also, yeah, yeah, the importance of self-care too. I hope yeah. that comes through because I think that that's something where, especially in America, I feel like we're taught to like hustle, hustle, and work, work, work. And that is all great, chase your dreams, but also, you know, taking care of yourself and some, it's like, okay, well, what does that look like? Like, what does it look like to love yourself? Well, to love yourself, maybe that means you drink water and you put coconut oil on your body when you got the shower. Maybe it's as simple as that, but like taking that time to take care
what
of yourself.
Makes you
especially,
happy.
Yes, especially for young girls too, because I feel like with dating, sometimes I see my friends and I see the way they date and I'm like, he shouldn't talk to you like that or he shouldn't treat you like that. And it's like, you have to love yourself first. And sometimes loving yourself, what that looks like is just taking more time for yourself. Wow. And when you do that, it radiates. People notice. And it has nothing to do with looks. It doesn't mean
absolutely.
You're skinnier and it
you're
is,
so
but your
right.
your soul is glowing and your energy and you attract people. It's like
in the end, when you have a friend, you really don't care about anything except how you feel when you are next to your friend or you spend
yes.
the moment in time. So even when we can talk about great clothes or this, we could be in a rubs or just bad, you know, clothing, cooking or cleaning, but we still feel like I want to be around this person.
Yes.
And the reason is much deeper than all of this, what society makes us believe.
Yes, 100%, 100%. And I feel like also on, especially on social media, but I feel like there aren't that many role models out there for young females now, or maybe the ones that are glorified and being put on a platform. I can't say that I agree with what they're promoting.
Yes.
You know?
Lovely. But yeah, you need to speak out because I don't like so many things what I see. And
right.
I am so happy that my daughter didn't go this way or that way, that she become what I think
authentic.
I could be proud of, authentic,
yes,
and yes,
true to herself.
Yes. So.
It's like we're told as women that we have to have, you know, our waist has to be this big and then our booty has to be like that. And it's like, no, that's not what beauty looks like.
And nobody likes the same things
right.
anyway. So
exactly.
you don't know.
Exactly. And that's not our, and that's yeah. not our worth. That is not our worth.
So if people want to find you, what is the name of your blog?
It's veg_out with two T's.
Two T's and lovely. And again, your full name is?
Vendela Raquel Aguayo.
This is already sounding like TV show. You know, like, yes, veg out
Thank
with.
You.
And then your full name. Yeah, that's what we are dreaming. And this is your dream. Will happen because if you dream, if you do stuff, things happen. You never know what is the end of journey, but the journey is fun. So I love the journey. So I think our show is going, I cannot believe how fast.
We're doing on time.
Yes, on time. We spend like 50 minutes together. Amazing. So I will close our show with another song of Natasha because I think this was her beautiful composition with her friend from USC. But now she become like you. She crystallized her vision, what she wants to be as a singer. And probably you both sooner or later will be doing something together. Always is like that when two creative people meet. Something beautiful will happen. And yeah, you both are very similar old souls, like beautiful old souls. So I think her music is very unusual and grew in a completely different direction over this 2-3 years. So yes, Natasha, Mira calling out to me and let's see.
In the darkness I can see a glimpse of who I want to be. Dancing moments in the air. I wanna run, see what I can become until I've won. I'm running far and wide, searching land and sea. I've never thought I'd find my destiny.
starlight I can see. Imagine who I'm gonna be.
Natasha Mira calling out to me. So you both are friends, so I'm happy to, of course, for you to know a little bit more what's going on, yeah, with Natasha when it comes to music.
This is my first time hearing this song, and it was amazing, and I felt like I was on the journey with, yeah, her, and I felt that on
her songs are inspirational too. Very. She wants good for world.
Yes.
And she wants happy life for herself, yeah, and her happy is so a little what she asked for. And that's what I'm loving about her and about you, that you said, because we need to come back to basics.
Yeah.
And figure out what makes us happy first.
Yeah.
Then we can share happiness with everybody else and not try to please somebody else.
Yes.
Because most of the somebody else will move on so fast to something else that they feel like they need to be having in front of their noses. But really life is about make your life happy, put a smile on your face, create, you know, your, yeah, own dream. And you're doing
so
that.
True.
So I'm so happy to have you there.
Yes.
If people want to get in touch with you outside of Instagram, is there any different place that you think we can talk to you? Or on the Facebook, which I tag you so people can see on my post. But
yeah, on my Instagram there's also a message button where you could either DM me or send me an email, so yeah, it's all linked there.
So
yeah,
you want to talk to people, you want them to just talk about what they see, what they,
yeah,
like about your blog, or what they would love to do more, and
yeah,
so we need to help to contact our thoughts with this great blog, because young girl, she has own vision. I think she's not forceful trying to change everything in our lives. She just wants to bring what makes her happy, from
light,
her point of view, a little light, beautiful smile. And I think I love her blog. It's just really beautiful. And we have thousands of people already joining. So we need to do that too. Thank you so much for today.
Thank
Accent
you
on,
so much for having me. Thank
and
you.
Ilona Europa today, but next week, of course, Monday, the same chair. 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific time. And everybody who wants to hear our show, go to LA Talk Radio and Accent On Archives, download or listen to our show, or go to Accent On page, which video will be there available to spread the word how people want, or to LA Talk Radio on Facebook, which right now the fad was live. So hopefully a lot of people saw us. Thank you so much for today and for right now.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.